Revolution Radio.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
All right. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? The show starts in 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
And I love you too. Welcome to Revolution Radio. This is Wednesday, October 28th, 2020. This is High Noon, freedomslips.com, High Noon 12,000 at Twitter. How y'all doing today? I hope it's a good one. I hope it's warm if you're in that type of the part of the country. I hope it's not too cold if you're in another part of the country. I woke up this morning at 20 degrees, but, you know, kind of warmed up, turned out fairly nice. Yesterday there was snow on the ground. Can you imagine that? October 27th, and there was already frost. And then mid-morning, there was snow coming down, and I was like, what? You know, Halloween, October season here in the Midwest, we have all sorts of weather. Usually around Halloween, it can get cold, chilly, rainy. It depends, you know. It is the night of ghouls. So maybe it's a deterrent from the Lord above saying, I don't want you to celebrate this. But we went out anyway. So how y'all doing today? We have a lot to pack into just a couple hours. And it's unfortunately, I need Rush Limbaugh's time slot. And his producer in order to pull this off. And we got a guest coming in at the bottom of the hour, someone that you know and like, and maybe he has become a friend of yours. And also we got somebody coming at the top of the hour who I'll say the same about them. But where to begin? It's been crazy. You know, you got a new Supreme Court justice, the third one that Donald Trump has nominated, and they pushed her through. They said they wouldn't do it, but they did it. the miracles. You know, and that's one of the things when, you know, after those midterms, hey, you know, those midterms, remember it all. Oh, we lost the house. Oh, we lost the house. They flooded it. Yeah, we lost the house, but we got the Senate. Why? Now do you see why the Senate's so important? We got the Senate. Boom. They pushed through Supreme Court justice. If they didn't have that Senate, boom, it would have never happened. Look how long they pulled on the Ginsburg scam. I found it just amazing. They let her story die. I mean, she died years ago, or she, he, what, it died years ago, but they just put on this facade, you know, like, you know, just this illusion. Oh, this Ruth Bader Ginsburg said this, but, you know, who was running the show? Who was making all these opinions for the court and so on and so forth? So, you know, we got a new player in town, Amy Comey Barrett. So we'll see how this goes. You know, I mean, we could throw shade on her. Seven kids, you know, another Catholic, she's got two kids that she adopted from Haiti. Haiti, anybody? Hillary Clinton, Clinton family, tsunamis, the looting of Haiti, decades and whatever, all the Haiti history, voodoo, you know, the people that got caught, you know, trying to smuggle children out of Haiti, all that stuff. And then Barrett's got two children, coincidentally, adopted from Haiti. Hey, Amy Comey Barrett, how about American children that could have used a good home? How about that? You know, that's fine. Do whatever you want, but I'm just saying. I mean, a lot of you say the same thing, don't you? Oh, man. Man, oh, man. Home. Don't it seem so far away? We're traveling light today. In the eye of the storm. In the eye of the storm. We are in the eye of the storm, ladies and gentlemen. We are certainly in the eye of the storm. I'm going to take a peek at the calendar here. Today is the 28th. That's 6 days away from one of the biggest decisions of your life. If you haven't made the decision by now, if you haven't gone out and found a local polling booth, a absentee bullet, a ballot, whatever you may do, if you haven't picked a side, gosh, if you haven't picked a side by now, what the heck are you doing? You got two choices, good versus evil. Good versus evil. Luciferian gonna come to your home, take your children and poison you or lock you up in a camp, or the good that may still try and do some of those things, but you know what? I'd rather fight them than the other guys. We know the Luciferian Bidens, Clintons, Obamas, Kamala Harris, Feinstein, Schumer. We know these people are horrible. We know these people are ruthless. They will ruthless. I mean, boom, forget it. Game over. They're not going to come to your house and pretend to be nice and you know, huddle you off. No, they're going to come straight away, just like you hear in South Africa. They're going to come, you know, those farm murders in South Africa. That's what they're going to do. They're going to come to your home, and it's going to be farm murders. That's all it's going to be to it. At least the Trump administration, whoever Trump is working with, I'd rather fight them if push came to shove. If something happened and went awry, I'd rather fight them than the total death cult, okay? If nothing else convinces you, how about that? I am shocked. 3.5 years. We're talking 4 years since, you know, 4 years and change since Trump came down that escalator. I was talking, you know, and I hear this all the time, but I actually had to make a couple phone calls yesterday. One of the phone calls was to a client that, you know, when the COVID hit, they canceled service and whatnot until further notice because they're scared and they got to shelter in place and virus. Well, it's been 6 months and change, so I decided I'm going to start making some phone calls. And now this couple, they're, you know, late 60s, early 70s, real nice people, live up north. They're total rural. You would think they're God and country, which they are. But man, somehow the conversation, because I was talking, we were talking about COVID, and she's like, do you wear a mask? And I'm like, well, if I have to, but, you know, I'm just going to let you know that I don't believe in any of that stuff for the most part, and da-da-da-da-da. And then she thinks switch to politics. And then she switches to Trump. She hates Trump. She believes every narrative that ever came out of the mainstream propaganda media machine that Rush colluded with Rush. Trump colluded with Russia. She believes all that. That Trump, as a businessman, didn't pay a bunch of workers because they were illegals, and he didn't pay them and told them to go fly a kite. Then he told, anything to do with anything. Anything that you heard from the mainstream media that they did to smear Trump, and again, smear. Well, not even smear. Lie. Okay? You have to have some truth to, wait, how does that smear thing go? We'll get into the smear thing later, but whatever. All this crap they talked about Trump. She believes every word of it. She's voting for Biden. Can you believe it? She is voting for Biden. So this woman wants me dead. That's what she wants. She is actually putting weights around my feet and sending me to the bottom of the ocean because that's what she's doing. I'm going to vote for the devil. The devil is good. Donald Trump is so bad, but the devil is so good. I said, lady, NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, do you watch anything else? No, I don't like Fox News. Really? Well, I'm not promoting Fox News. They're faux media as well, but, you know, at least watch Tucker Carlson. Do you have the internet? Yes. Do you do what? You look on YouTube for any of this stuff? No. I says, look, let me give you two sources. Can I give you two sources? No, I don't need any of that. And again, these are like nice people. I was around them for like 6 months. They were nice, totally nice, totally nice. Okay? And then she don't want, she likes her ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN. That's what she's doing. She wouldn't let me give her any other sources. I said, do you ever watch a Trump rally? No. Do you ever, you know, what are you doing? You see, they get this information from one single stream, one source, and then they're convinced. And then I'm like, can I, you know, as I'm saying, can I give you at least one or two sources? No, and she goes, I heard, and this is what she says, I heard that there's a group of people out there putting out this information to make Trump look good. I said, what? A group? You little lady, there's 7.5 billion people on the planet. Do you know how many different organizations and groups and media outlets and so on and so forth? Do you think, what are you getting at? You know, listen, folks, you guys know this. Have you ever turned out a Trump rally? Have you turned on a Trump rally? Go to Right Side Broadcasting, who actually pans the crowd of a Trump rally, and see how many people are there. We're talking not 500, 1,000. We're talking 10,000, 20,000. Omaha, Nebraska recently was 29,000. 29,000 people at night in the cold showed up for President Trump. Now we're talking, now this lady thinks that these people, 29,000 people, are all bad Americans? These heritage Americans that want good for their country, good for their children, good for their family, good for them? They don't want any more of this garbage, this propaganda, this harm that showed up there, that those are the bad people? Now let's compare those people to a Democrat. Antifa and Sunrise Movement and whatever you could look at, all Cory Booker and Kamala Harris and Jussie Smollett and Don Lemon and Anderson Cooper. Let's look at those people. What do those people do? They show up, start name calling, making allegations, calling you white supremacists, calling you race haters and Islamophobes and blah blah blah, xenophobes and blah blah blah. And they show up and they don't come up and like a Trump rally gathering with 29,000 people show up, and not a person raises their voice against each other, let alone raises a hand or an arm against each other, or, you know, lights a match to burn something down or to destroy something. 29,000 people, but yet you turn on the TV and they're putting riots in the darn street because they're a Democrat, because they love the virus, because they love to take away your liberty, because they hate you as a human being. That's what we see. But yet I couldn't just, the lady wouldn't let me. Here, can you check out that? Have you watched it? No. How could all those people be wrong? How could I be wrong? How could I have sucked in all this information all this time with Jim Fetzer and I don't know. I'm losing names anymore. I've got so many people in my head that I've just gathered all this information over time. How is I must have got the wrong information, because I was under the impression that, you know, these people are doing really bad things. But you know what? I was wrong. I was being lied to this entire time. I should have just been listening to Anderson Cooper of Vanderbilt or Jussie Smollett or Don Lemon or Jake Tapper or who's that guy that just went to see? Forget it. Shepard Smith, that left Fox because scandal, and now he's on with MSNBC. Okay? These people are sick. They're in bad. They're so compromised, it's sick. And, you know, you got to understand that there's things that you don't hear and don't know about. But you know what? Here's a great reveal. Clap your hands, everybody. I'm now a beautiful fan of Rudy Giuliani because we can date him back. You know, what's his heyday? September 11th when he was mayor of New York. You know, we could throw shade on Giuliani for that. But as it's been said for the past 3.5-4 years, that a lot of these people were trying to redeem themselves. We think, for the most part, best they can. So Rudy Giuliani's been out there. He's been gathering evidence on Ukraine. He's been gathering evidence on Russia. He's been gathering evidence for all these different things that are connected to Obama, the Clintons, the Biden family, the Lindsey Graham. I mean, all sorts of people that he's been out there gathering evidence on because they left a trail. Okay? These people are liars. They're sadistic. They've been selling out America, selling you out. They've been doing all sorts of nefarious things. Okay? Crimes against humanity, crimes against children, crimes against humanity, crimes against children, crimes against humanity. They've been doing it. But you know what? Hey, yay, that laptop that we heard about 2 years ago or so that was left at the frickin' repair shop by Hunter Biden, you know, off on one of his binges and whatnot, because you guys all know about the time that he left a rental car with a crack pipe and his ID and Secret Service protection credentials in the car. He does stupid things. This guy is a mental case, okay? And, you know, but he's daddy's boy. He's got to work for the family. He's daddy's boy. You know what I mean? So daddy Biden put Hunter to work. And, you know, there's no excuses. It doesn't matter. Son, I know you're messed up in the head. I know you're mentally ill. I know you've got drug addictions. I know I made you who you are today to have these drug addictions. And you got perversions and so on and so forth. But, hey, you got to go to work for daddy. So there's no excuses here, pal. Come on, man. Come on. Get with it. So I'm taking you to China, and you're going to go over there, and you're going to get your perv on, and you're going to go and do the deals for daddy. Okay? And this is what happened. And guess what happens up from this? Because of Joe putting his drug addict son, his pervert son, the person that he made, Joe created, nature, nurture, nurtured Hunter, and Bo, and whatever the daughter is, well, I'm sure that, you know, Bo gone from this earth, who was former Attorney General of Delaware, of all places, one of the criminal capital banks, capitals of the world. You know, I mean, just put it together, folks. Follow the money, follow the perversion, follow the corruption. It's all there. But yet we got all these tapes, all this video, because boom, just plopped in your lap. Thank you. I'm Rudy Giuliani. Thank you. And, you know, but he's getting a hard time. They say, oh, Rudy Giuliani's out there smearing. Oh, it's Russia. Russia's putting all this stuff in Rudy Giuliani's hands. And it's Rudy Giuliani is Russia. And he's carrying water for Russia. Blah, 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 blah. Well, we know better, don't you? Do you know better? Have you picked a side yet? Who are you talking to? Or are you not talking to anybody? You're just being quiet. Are you just being timid? Are you just whatever? Because at least, you know, I'll talk to some people and I know I'm going to get my lumps. My own mother is like that. And I'm sure if I reached out to one of my uncles who knew Hillary Clinton or Wex, I don't think he knew her, but he went to the same high school as her during the time. You know, they're voting for Joe. Well, I think my mom's not even voting, so that's a good thing. So that's minus one.
That's a lot of people. Look at that. That's incredible. I hope the fake news media is turning their cameras way, way back there. That's incredible. Hello, Omaha. And I have to also say, because a lot of people are here from Iowa. Hello, Iowa. Okay, wait a minute. Who's from Iowa? Raise, go. Who's from Omaha? You know what? We're going to be in Iowa soon. We'll do that one separately. Huh? That's a big difference. 7 days from now, we're going to win Nebraska. And we're going to win 4 more years in the great White House, that beautiful, beautiful White House. This is, look at this. I can't believe this. 29,000 people. Can you believe it? 29,000. You know, we have to win both Nebraskas. You know that, right? You have two. You cut. We're going to win both. This election is a choice between the Trump super recovery, which is what we're having, or a Biden depression, sad to say. And some bad news just came out on Biden, but I won't tell you about that. You'll find that out tomorrow.
It's here for the very first time. Welcome to your maiden voyage on the SS Canadalia. Nice to have you.
Very nice to be with you, Kennedy. A pleasure.
Oh, rightly so. So how often do you get calls like this from people saying, you're not going to believe what just fell into my lap?
Probably not since I was U.S. attorney.
Mm-hmm.
When sometimes that would happen and they were reporting crimes. This was a call actually to my lawyer because he felt bad for me. He said I was being accused of all kinds of false things by the press,
mm-hmm.
that the Ukraine story was entirely verified, which it is, in the hard drive, and that he had given it to the FBI, but after 7 months, the FBI had done nothing with it. So he wanted to get it into the hands of somebody who would do something with it, and he got in touch with me, and he got in touch with Senator Johnson.
So
it wasn't just me.
Yeah, so when did you finally get the laptop?
I finally got it about 10 days ago, about maybe 2 weeks ago. And I'm still discovering things. I mean, just today, last night, we discovered that it contains audio recordings that he didn't realize were up in the cloud and then in his drive. And one of them is very incriminating. It's a recording in which he talks about the Chinese spy master that he and his father were in business with.
Hmm.
And one of the chief intelligence officers in China who subsequently has been murdered by the Chinese. And he has a description of that in his own voice.
Mm-hmm.
So all this nonsense about it's not his hard drive is now completely silly because we now have his voice in the hard drive.
So you say you found all these things in the hard drive. Have you cracked the encryption in the hard drive?
Not all, some.
How?
Yep. Some here, for example.
How did you get into? Okay, what kind of experts?
I can't do it. former police and federal officers who do this kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
I also found just today an entirely new more money from the Chinese. Another $10 million that went into the company that Joe is a 10% partner of. So we're constantly finding new documents. The most extraordinary thing is the amount of money that in this period of time, at least now that we can count, that went to Hunter and Joe. It's somewhere between $35 and $40 million, if you count the money from Iraq, mm-hmm. the money from Ukraine.
I mean, these
the money
are
from Russia.
These are some big claims,
China and
I know.
Kazakhstan.
I know that you have been back and forth between the U.S. and the Ukraine for a couple of years now, and one of the meetings you had was with Andriy Derkach. And that was about a year ago. And this is someone who's a Ukrainian lawmaker who's believed to be a Russian asset. He's believed to be an agent working on behalf of Russia. And he's been saying for some time that not only does damaging evidence exist from Hunter Biden's laptop, but he's also been saying there is a second laptop. How does a Ukrainian lawmaker who might be compromised know of a second laptop? And this person, by the way, is someone you met with.
I did meet with him and I questioned him, but he had no information directly relevant to Hunter Biden, nor does he have any information about this laptop, nor does he have anything to do with this laptop.
So why is he saying Biden is in the lead? The question is, can the former...
Why is he saying that? Mm-hmm. Because he did have other laptops. I mean, I know of two others that are in the possession of other people. I don't have... This laptop might have been his main one. But there are whole gaps in this laptop also. There are 4 or 5 months where there's nothing in here. So he must have been using another one.
All right. So for example, Hunter Biden allegedly dropped the laptop off in April 2019. I believe that completely. But you only came in possession of this 10 days ago. So they've just been floating around for a year and a half. So how do we know that these laptops, if you have cracked the encryption, how do we know that other people haven't and placed some of this stuff on here, especially the most salacious stuff? When will you show the evidence to prove that these are unadulterated devices?
I gave it all to the New York Post, and they've done their own
9 months
separate verification. And there's a statement here that he makes to his father. He admits to his father that he is a danger to the kids. And Joe Biden does nothing about it. And the FBI has done nothing about it. And the police have done nothing about it because they're Biden's. And Biden's can get away with $40 million
in
bribes.
Are you asserting right now that local and federal law enforcement are allowing young children to be abused to protect the Biden?
I didn't say abused.
Well,
I used their words. Joe Biden says that he is a danger. I'll read it to you. It was on September 3rd, 2018. And it says unequivocally, he is a danger to the children. There are three other references.
Right.
And then if you look at the pictures, you see 50 pictures.
All right.
Of
come on, man.
Here's
what we'll do. We will have the people in our news departments verify all of this because it sounds like there may be something here that is fishy that is causing Americans, it's giving them pause, and other stuff that might have been completely adulterated over the 18 months. And some could say that you were acting like Christopher
Kennedy.
Steele, that you were abstracting information, and because...
You've got to be kidding me. I was acting like Christopher Steele?
That's what it sounds like. When
you
look
apologize.
At the people...
You better apologize for that. I mean, I've been a United States attorney, associate attorney general, mayor of New York City, and a member of the bar for 50 years. I've never been accused of anything. And you're accusing me of being Christopher Steele?
I'm accusing you of
That's
acting in a capacity
you would do that
similar
based on nothing.
To Christopher Steele. And that
similar
you
to
were
a
going
crook?
Back and forth between
to
Ukraine
an of justice?
And the United States.
What you are
States?
Saying is an outrageous defamation of me, of my reputation. Every single thing.
Yeah, shut up, Kennedy. You know, that's Kennedy. She used to be on MTV. She, you know, probably was on her hands and knees to get that job, and then she got on her hands and knees to get this job. That's all she is. She's nothing. She's a communist. She's one of those far lefters, and she's sitting there battling Rudy Giuliani. Look, the guy's showing her pictures and videos and all this other stuff, and she's like, oh, we gotta go check it out. Oh, you're like Christopher Steele. I just wonder what James Fetzer would think about this. Jim, what do you think about this?
Well, there's so much going on here, Brew. It's absolutely unbelievable. For those who watched the second debate, which may have had the largest audience for an event of its kind, Joe Biden committed a series of blunders. It wasn't actually Joe, but his body double, as I shall explain, including declaring that he was going to phase out oil, number one, declaring, two, that he had never taken a nickel in money from foreign sources, which was absurd, and number three, that this was a contest about character. To speak about oil first, Donald Trump picked up on it and said, remember this, Texas, remember this, Oklahoma, remember this, Ohio, remember this, Pennsylvania. This appears to have been a blunder, a political blunder, on an order of that committed by Hillary Clinton when she declared she was going to shut down a lot of coal companies and put a lot of miners out of work. That by itself may well have caused Hillary the election in a contest that was far closer than we have today with Joe Biden. Number two, when he said he had never taken a nickel in foreign investments, a corollary of which is that he provided no assistance to his son Hunter with his investments, the Hunter Biden laptop have proven to be a bonanza of refutational information that demonstrates he's lying to the American people. Now, he was speaking the truth when he said that he was going to shut down the oil industry because that's part of the Green New Deal, which would set this nation back on its heels in a fashion that from which it would probably never recover economically. But what we had with his second remark is a mass of evidence contradicted by the 40,000 emails and a host of videos and photographs that were present on the Hunter Biden laptop. In fact, the amount of which was so enormous that it led to James Woods, who's a very astute observer of politics and very skilled at tweeting, to observe that philosophers and theologians have argued and debated about the existence of God for millennia, where it's a question of articles of faith versus the production of proof, in that we now have proof beyond any doubt that God exists, namely the Hunter Biden laptops. Now, for those who have missed any of what's transpired here, about a year ago, Hunter Biden took two laptops, one that was water damaged and another, to a Mac repair guy in Wilmington, Delaware. Hunter would subsequently return with a sticky keyboard. The repair guy, whose name is McIsaac, said that Hunter appeared to be intoxicated, that he had trouble signing his name, but was part of the contract that if Hunter never returned, that within 39 days, the property would become his. Hunter didn't return, and this may be the most costly consequence for an unpaid $85 repair bill in all of political history. He started investigating the contents and found evidence in abundant quantity of what he perceived to be criminal activities, so that in his duty as a citizen to report evidence of crimes, he gave a copy of the hard drive to the FBI, and also, it appears, to Rudy Giuliani, who has been doing one show after another with Steve Bannon, reporting the content of the laptops which is completely devastating to Joe Biden and to his campaign.
Well, indeed, and to the entire Biden family, not to mention Obama. And, you know, this isn't the first time Giuliani's been out there. And by the way, anybody, Rudy Giuliani has his own YouTube channel, which I do have, you know, a change up here, but a whole half hour that I had ready to go, him explaining this whole thing. But, you know, he came out a year and change ago when he had gathered all that information about Ukraine and Burisma and the firing of the prosecutor. He came out then with all that evidence, and he did the same campaign tour, except now it's, you know, just as bad or worse with this. Go ahead.
Rue, you're 100% correct. And just to show how egregious are the lies that Joe Biden and his campaign are peddling to the American people, we made a photograph of Joe Biden posing with Hunter Biden and Ken's Rekhishov, a Kazakh oligarch in Ukraine. In other words, we have photographic proof that what Joe Biden has told the American people is nothing but a bald-faced lie.
Yep, no plausible deniability there. Hey, Jim, can I play a clip for you?
Please
do. You have to listen really, really carefully. Now, this is Hunter Biden talking primarily, and he's doing an activity, but you got to listen really close. Everybody out there, turn up your radio and listen to this. You know, we got two things there, Jim. Hunter Biden actually taking cocaine and chopping it up on whatever surface, and you hear them sniffing the cocaine, and he's giving up. Did you hear this? His partner, one of the richest people of the known world that we kind of hear about, $323 billion. If Americans want to know where their money's going, it's going into the pockets of people that have $323 billion. Go ahead.
Oh, Brew, that's fantastic stuff. And we also have, of course, China's GTV releasing videos of Hunter Biden's sex tapes while smoking crack and getting what could be described as a foot job in the process. There are other sex tapes involved here, including, I am told, though I haven't seen them yet, I have no doubt this is an accurate description of Hunter torturing and raping a young Chinese girl. There's another, by the way, which is profoundly disturbing, of Hunter in bed with two young girls who have a light, dark skin, and where there is a puppy sitting on the bed that appears to be the same puppy that Barack Obama gave to his daughters. Yes, this appears to be the Obama daughters having sex with Hunter Biden, as though that's not grotesque enough. We have the Ashley Biden, the daughter of Joe, talking about in her diary of inappropriate showers with her father. We also have a photograph that was very famous, let's say infamous, of Joe Biden kissing his granddaughter full on the lips as she starts to raise her dress, her skirt, suggesting to me that was something she was used to doing with Joe, which seems to me to be very consistent and corroborating evidence with a former employee of the Biden campaign who claimed that Joe pushed her up against the wall and penetrated her digitally, her vagina, with his fingers. This guy is a grotesque pervert. And the idea that this is a campaign of character means Joe Biden is disqualified from the beginning. There's much more here, Boo, but it's all devastating to Biden and his campaign.
Jim, as much as I've ever heard this stuff already before, and whether it be Biden's or Clinton's or any other of these grotesque characters, you've made me sick to my stomach just hearing this again. I mean, it's just sickening. You know, what is it? Hunter, even with his own, what, his brother's wife's daughter was doing perverted activities with, whether it be via Skype, telephone, or in person. That story's come out. You say there's only, you know, there might be only a video surfaced of him with these Chinese girls or whatever girls. They are not just underage. They're pre-adolescent with girls. And he isn't just having sexual activity with them. He is torturing them, beating them, hurting them. He is there to be a willing, because he's perverted, okay? The guy has been raised, nurtured into this sick individual because his daddy and his daddy's daddy were all sick individuals, and they hung around with sick individuals, and they have to be corrupted. And we always talk about they got to be corrupted. Whether it be willing or trapped, they got to be corrupted in order to be part of the club, okay? Something we say that Donald Trump is not. Donald Trump is not a part of the club because he never crossed that line of that perverted, sick activities. Now, back to Hunter, that he willingly went to China. Daddy, okay, I'll go and do it, Daddy. Here I am in China. Go, okay, boy, go to work. Go make that money for Daddy. So Hunter went in willing, a willing pervert, a willing drug addict, a willing sycophant, and went, and he not only just got with those, they gave him the young girls, he hurt them. Like crimes against humanity, hurt them, tortured them, beat them, the whole thing. We don't know how far it went, but these are sick characters. Go ahead, Jim. Sorry.
Oh, Brew, you're 100% correct. And in the 40,000 emails, we have a whole lot of confirmation that Joe Biden was getting kickbacks from these business activities that involved his brother, Jim, Hunter's uncle. And where we now have direct testimony from their business guy, Tony Bobulinski, to whom Hunter devoted his entire show last night. He spent 1 hour playing an interview he had done in Los Angeles with Tony Bobulinski, who confirmed of his own knowledge meeting with Joe Biden at the Beverly Hilton, for example, in Los Angeles, and on other occasions interacting with Joe Biden directly about the business activities with regard to Hunter and Jim, meaning this is a Biden crime family where Joe was getting kickbacks of anywhere from 10 to 40 or even 50%. You have emails there where Hunter is complaining about how he's gotten no credit for keeping the family solvent, and that he, unlike his dad, would never ask the other members of the family to turn over 50% of their income to them. But where Tony Bobulinski is a totally credible guy, he's a former Army lieutenant, he served on a nuclear submarine, and I guarantee you, those who are placed in those positions are very thoroughly screened, both mentally, morally, intellectually. This is a person of high caliber, though I must concede his involvement with the Biden family has to count against him, but he's coming clean. He's become a whistleblower. He attended the debate and nearly leaped out onto his feet and called out liar when the figure playing the role of Joe Biden denied that he'd ever taken a nickel from any foreign business activity, which is absolutely 100% false. I am somewhat of an expert in the area of identifying body doubles. I've done a lot of research on it. If you go online, you can find one of my pieces called Fake News Issues of Identity, in which I explain how research on facial features and photo comparisons have established that Lee Harvey Oswald, the alleged assassin of JFK, was actually in the doorway of the Texas School Book Depository when the JFK motorcade passed by, meaning he not only cannot have been the lone demented gunman, but cannot have been one of the shooters. Roly Domegard and I have now identified 8, where I also explain how they faked the kids at Sandy Hook by using photographs of older kids when they were younger, illustrating it with Noah Posner, who is the youngest of the kids and who's received the most attention, who actually was made up.
Okay, Jim. I know before we get down your whole biography here, your whole thing of work,
What I'm leading up to is that you will also find how Hillary Clinton paved the way by using 6 or 8 different body doubles, even including during the national debate with Donald Trump and with Bernie Sanders. And what's happened here is before the first debate, we already had reports that the Biden team already had the questions. That happened with Hillary, too, where Donna Brazile was instrumental in getting the questions to Hillary. We also had reports that Joe Biden has had a skull implant so that he has a direct electronic connection to his ear that doesn't require a wire for him to be told what to say. Third and most important, we had a defection from the Biden staff, a former member who reported that the anti-dementia medication Joe is taking has the unfortunate side effect of incontinence, where they've actually had staff meetings debating the type of adult diaper that Joe ought to be wearing that would be least visible through his trousers and not crinkle when he urinates, leading me to speculate this guy has a future after politics making commercials for Depends. Most important in this context is the Biden campaign demanded that he be given a break after each 30 minutes. Think about it. It's only a 90-minute debate. And this guy they want to serve as president of the United States can't handle more than 30 minutes. That was because they had to change his adult diaper. After the Trump campaign declined to do it, they went with Plan B. They sent out a body double. We know it's not Joe Biden for several reasons. First of all, Joe Biden's ears have lobes. In other words, where his ears connect to his face, they go upward. So you have a portion of the ear hanging down, known, of course, as an earlobe. The body double does not. The body double's ears go straight into his skin. There is no lobe. James Woods may have been the first to notice the body double has brown eyes. Joe Biden has blue. In addition, the body double has a narrower cranium than does Joe Biden, and it has a distinct cleft in his chin. Joe Biden has a slight cleft in his chin when he smiles, but otherwise it appears to be rounded. He appears to be a more diminutive version of Joe Biden. And I've dug up a video from about a year ago where Donald Trump was talking about this guy doesn't seem to be the same guy. He's just not the same. He's even slower than the other guy. I believe he was reporting on a tryout they were doing on an earlier occasion with a body double they trotted out for the first and, of course, then used again for the second debate. In addition, as behavioral confirmation, I would observe Joe Biden ties his tie with a double Windsor, the body double with a single. Joe Biden, as advertised, has a skull implant, doesn't need a wire. The body double was wearing a wire. I thought it would be useful to see how the body double interacts with the family and found a photograph of him walking with Hunter and a daughter with Jill. Now, Joe Biden, when he's out with Jill, Jill looks radiant. She invariably has his hand in her hand or her arm around his arm. And Joe has a huge smile, very characteristic of the real Joe Biden. In this photograph, however, you find they're walking apart, not hand in hand. Jill looks rather upset. And Biden, the Biden double, has no smile. Right. When you talk about character, this is as massive a deception as ever perpetrated on the American public, although Hillary blazed the trail, as she has done in so many other ways when it comes to corruption, deception, and deceit. But I will say, this appears to be such a monstrous fraud that in the context of an election by some highly improbable set of circumstances involving the theft of the election, Joe Biden to be elected president, this would be grounds for legal action to nullify the election because of a fraudulent presentation during the two debates. Brew, this is very serious stuff.
Right. To polish this off, we're actually, I want to get a couple things in here before the end of the hour. You know, the one thing I did notice, and it was obvious on the screen, was that the Biden that they presented in the first debate was as tall or taller than President Trump. Now, President Trump is like 6'4". I don't think Biden was that tall. And when I was looking at that stage, the guy was like almost towering over Trump. That's the first thing I noticed, among other things that they picked apart later. The earpiece looked like an IV type of thing, something that connected to his hand, a whole bunch of other stuff. But, you know, here's the kicker. And we said this during the Hillary Clinton debates with Donald Trump. Why didn't Donald Trump say anything? If he knows what he knew Hillary Clinton for all these decades, but he never said, look, that's not her. She's reading she's looking at an iPad on her podium. She's got an earpiece in, and that's not even her to begin with. Why didn't he say anything?
I think Trump's attitude is he can take whatever they throw at him, and now they're throwing everything, including the kitchen sink. It's about as outrageous as it gets. I think he believes he ought not be the one to expose it, but let me add the following. They have developed voice morphing to the extent that the Hillary double had a small metal box in her mouth that gave her a voice that was indistinguishable from that of Hillary Clinton. Similarly, I'm sure the Biden voice sounds exactly the same. And while I'm certain they have improved the technology so he doesn't actually require the metal box that the Hillary double was wearing, I have no doubt we are hearing Joe Biden's voice. And by the way, you may well have mentioned this already, Brew, but among the photographs we have there, there's one of Hunter Biden asleep with a crack pipe hanging out of his mouth. It's outrageous how Leslie Stahl yesterday, in the version of the 60 Minutes interview, was going after Trump again and again and again. An incredibly biased interview, which makes it very clear that the mainstream is no longer pretending to practice journalism. They're full out 100% propaganda, all for the left-wing agenda. And by the way, let me add, new emails from Biden's brother, Jim, show that Barack Obama himself was in on it. Here's an email he sent to Hunter. You need to call me now. Just got off the phone with your father. He is meeting with the O. Some outrageous acquisitions. We have the two biggest days of our business life in front of us, exclamation point. And of course, there's no doubt. We know the big guy in these various reports is Joe Biden, and the O, of course, is Barack Obama. It is disgusting, Brew.
Absolutely. Disgusting. Listen, we literally only got like barely three minutes here, and I still want to get two things in. One, give me the latest on the COVID. Look, every time I turn on the TV and I hear Kamala or any one of these people go 200,000, now it's 220,000. We know this is all lies. We know this is all crap. We know that they're reporting every day new outbreaks. They're pumping this up again because I caught somebody watching Lester Holt and the NBC News the other night, and they're like, oh, all this. I know it's a lie. You know it's a lie. Give me the latest, if you can, in less than 2 minutes here.
They are no longer counting flu cases in a separate category. They're no longer counting deaths from respiration. In fact, they appear not to be counting any death as other than a COVID death. They are massively inflating the statistics. It turns out even the CDC admitted that if you excluded those who had core morbidities, in other words, other real causes of death, that there would be fewer than 10,000 who have died from COVID per se. So the whole thing is grotesque. The technique they're using, the PCR test, for example, was not intended to be a diagnostic tool. What it does is take a fragment of RNA and multiply it many times for study. But we have fragments of RNA from having had past colds, which are in the COVID family, the ordinary cold virus. So they're taking people like you and me who have once had a cold and have an RNA fragment as having COVID-19, when it's just ridiculous. The whole thing is a completely manufactured pandemic, totally political, not a medical emergency. I have done several in detail, lengthy studies about it. You can find it at jimtheconspiracyguy.com. JimTheConspiracyGuy.com, Brew.
It's the same stuff we were reporting back when it first started coming to fruition in March. We were reporting this. You remember back then when I brought up, or you brought up, or anybody brought up, that on average 7,700 people die per day in the United States of America. So basically that's 2.5 million or so people a year, whatever, give or take. So basically nobody's died of anything else other than COVID since then, because if you add up all the days, it comes up to about 220,000. That's how we look at it.
You're absolutely spot on. And when the Biden double tried to hold Trump responsible for 222,000 deaths, he replied appropriately that he had been told the models were projecting 2,200,000, so that he ought to be given credit for saving 2 million American lives. Yeah. That was how he was played.
Neil Ferguson, who has been exposed, you know, I mean, where is this stuff go, Jim? We know about this Neil Ferguson and that college and whatever, and his stupid models that they corrupt. Yet here we are, still telling the lie. Go ahead.
Rue, you're doing a great job here. I'm very, very impressed. You're on top of this from A to Z. Very pleased to join you today. Thanks for the invitation. This ain't going away, and tonight Tucker's going to have a follow-up to his massive show last night, where his numbers are setting record numbers. He's averaging over 4 million, never before in cable television history. Last Wednesday, his show 5.8. Last night, it would have exceeded. These are huge shows. Don't miss Tucker.
All right, folks. That was Jim Fetzer here at Revolution Radio. We will be right back.
Listen to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Be evasive.
But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
And Genesis chapter 6, verse 4. And there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God, plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
No, that's right.
I'm Steve Crawford, host of Factor Theory Live. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Check it out.
My name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday at 1700 hours Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got here.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Warning. 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 Hey, I hope you got your attention there with that siren, because it's something we don't want to hear on a regular basis, because the troops are coming of the communist Luciferian armies and foot soldiers coming our way. We don't want to hear this. We don't need to hear this. We want a peace and quiet environment. But that's what we could be hearing. But actually, it is an alarm. It is an alert, because things are happening now. Put your armor on. Get your battle armor in order, because the fight is now. This ain't a joke. This isn't a false alarm. This is real. This is the last fight, the biggest fight that you're going to have right now in your lifetime, in your parents' lifetime, and their parents' lifetime, for the battle against good and evil. Since 1917, when the Khazarians invaded Russia and killed Tsar Nicholas and his family, who were the protectors and guardians of Christianity, and they murdered Tsar Nicholas, they opened the gates of hell, and evil has plagued this earth with demons ever since. They are now at their height. They're at their peak. They're about to come over the final wall. They're about to consume every last breath, morsel of good that is left in this world. And you can see it around you. You can see it around you. There's some good, but there's a lot more bad. There's some generous, and there's a lot more selfish. There's some people that are helpful, and others that are just waiting to steal from you, because that is evil. That is evil. And that's what we're facing now. This is the fight. Which side have you decided to stand on? The side of good, the side of bad. Joe Biden and his sick, criminal, sadistic family, along with the Obamas and the Clintons and the Feinsteins and the Schumers and the Schiffs and the Ed Bucks, and you name it, their names are falling from the sky. All these billionaires and CEOs, Jack Dorsey. You know where Jack Dorsey is today, folks? Do you know who Jack Dorsey is? Jack Dorsey is one of the, he's the CEO of Twitter. He helped start Twitter. But Jack Dorsey fled the United States of America about a year and a half ago when his Twitter account got hacked, and they had access to his direct messages, and they exposed in his direct messages a lot of sick stuff. Crimes against humanity. Videos, photos, conversations with other people, and so on and so forth. Jack knew the gig was up. He fled the country. He's now living in Africa, in one of 12 different nations in Africa that doesn't have an extradition treaty with the United States of America. That's where Jack Dorsey is, because he's a sicko. And on Twitter, where they, you know, you think it's just, oh, it's Twitter, and they'll ban me for saying something, you know, Christian. Oh, it's hate speech. They'll ban me. They'll seize my account. They got people on there that are trafficking in child pornography and some of the sick images and so on and so on and so on. That's what's going on Twitter. And if it wasn't for Tori Says, I would never have heard that before. But she claims it's there. I don't look for it. I don't want to see it, because some things you cannot unsee. Some things you cannot unhear. Some things you cannot unknow. And this is the world we live in. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my gosh. Who was going to stop me? This is High Noon on October 28, 2020, 6 days before the presidential election, coming up November 3rd. We will have a vote, a corrupt vote. Some good, some bad. There's going to be a lot of action. There's already been a lot of action. Ballot harvesting, duplicate votes, all those crates and freighters coming in from China and Israel, shipping in all their votes and so on and so forth. You know, they got the buses lined up to go from polling station to polling station so they can vote multiple times. Hopefully we got things in place to curve that. We're not going to curve it 100%, because they've been doing this for decades. But hopefully this time around we could stop a good portion of it. You know, during that first election, when I used to talk to people like James McCanney and John Moore and other people, Trump did win by a landslide, by 7 to 14 million votes. But you just wouldn't have known that because of all the illegal aliens voting, the duplicates, the flipping of the voting machine stuff, all the stuff that they did, you know, lost ballots. But he did. He won by a landslide. People came out because they knew. 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 They didn't want any smittance of another Obama or a Hillary in their face. So they voted for Donald Trump, who back then did rally after rally after rally, drew crowd after crowd after crowd, and said a lot of the right things, and people went out and voted in force. That must happen again. Are you going out to vote? Or are you just going to stand by on the sidelines? Do you got your battle armor on? Or are you just going to wait till they come to your door and want to take you away? What are you doing? What are you doing? I don't know. You don't have to answer that. You don't have to answer that. Let's hear from Tucker. Holy cow. What happened there? You know, I don't think any of that was coming across the radio. What happened? I don't even know if this is coming across the radio.
You're coming across the radio. You are.
None of that audio was.
None of the audio is, and you played a clip with Jim Fetzer, and it didn't come across either. Try hitting, going and resharing your screen and making sure that your audio was on.
Are you kidding me? No, really.
No, but man, you've been on fire, brother. Absolutely on top of it.
Man, you know, these clips mean something.
I hear you. Absolutely, without a doubt.
Oh, man. Because they were playing earlier before I had Fetzer on. Maybe something happened when that happened.
Well, you know, they're able to interfere with all this, Brew, and it's irrefutable now. I've proven it to myself beyond any reason of any doubt. So you go ahead and see if you can rerun that. Hold on.
Listen to this. This is this clip that I played with Jim Fetzer. Now, if nobody heard this out there, I don't know. Let me see if it plays. And, you know,
these clips. Tell me what you hear.
There it is.
I get calls from my father to tell me that the New York Times is calling, but my old partner, Eric, who literally has done me harm for I don't know how long, is the one taking the calls because my father will not stop sending the calls to Eric. I have another New York Times reporter calling about my representation of the, literally, Dr. Patrick Ko, the fucking spy chief of China, who started the company that my partner, who was worth $323 billion,
tap, tap, tap,
founded.
Tap, 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 tap.
It is now missing. The richest man in the world is missing, who was my partner. He was missing since I last saw him in his $58 million apartment and signed a $4 billion deal to build the fucking largest fucking LNG port in the world.
Tap, 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 tap.
And I am receiving calls.
He's
from
cutting up coke.
From the U.S. attorney himself, my best friend in business, Devin, has named me as a witness without telling me in a criminal case and my father without telling me.
Son of a gun. So, okay, that wow. Didn't play the first hour. That's so sad.
Yeah, you got it played there this time. That's something else, man.
Yeah, so there's Hunter Biden chopping up coke, snorting coke with whoever he's with, talking about nefarious stuff. And that's what I mentioned.
I wonder if that card was the same one that had Malia Obama's name on it. Pictures have come out of that as well, and I didn't hear you and Jim touch on it. I figured, you know, it's worthwhile mentioning.
Well, I've only witnessed... I really haven't seen any of the Hunter Biden videos. That's the only thing that I've literally got is... that audio. I am not hunting this stuff down. Okay. I know what Rudy Giuliani has shared with me through his YouTube channel, through the Kennedy thing and whatever else. And I know what he did with Ukraine. you know, Burisma stuff a year and a half ago or a year and some months ago. So I know all this stuff is legit. I know it's not being fabricated. I know it's not deep state or anything else. I know it's not Russia. I know it's not whatever. It is straight. It is straight, legit, organic criminality, sickness.
Homebred treason is what it is.
Homebred, homebred freaking sickness, dude. These people are sick.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's one angle of it, right? And you and Jim covered that expertly. I mean, that was, an absolute expert analysis of what is on that spectrum of it. See, there's a report that's come out from what's called Typhoon Investigations called Project Time. And this puts together all of Biden's transactions between him and his son and the Communist Chinese Party with some very extremely influential people within the economic sector, if you will, of the Communist Chinese Party. Including, you know, I mean, it's insane. I mean, all the way up to, you had Obama, Xi Jinping, and Kim Jong-un all tied into this as well. I mean, it's absolutely unreal. What has been revealed and divulged, and now the question is, I mean, what happens? There needs to be action taken, right?
We keep asking that. People have been asking that for years now, right? Especially after the Anthony Weiner, Huma Abedin raid on all that equipment that made New York Police Department detectives vomit. And then, of course, a lot of these people ended up dying after that. Right. And then we have all the Ed Buck stuff when the FBI or whoever intelligence agencies got a warrant and went into Ed Buck's property, who lives in Adam Schiff's district there in Hollywood and is a big donor to all the Democrat Party and so on and so forth. And you know who Ed Buck is. He's the one that gets the homeless or the black prostitutes and feeds them drugs and does other things, and they come up dead. That's right. Ed Buck. So Ed Buck, after they went and did that with Ed Buck, and they got a whole bunch of exposure on Adam Schiff and all those people and so on and so forth, then they finally arrested Ed Buck. But then Adam Schiff went down and called all of his staffers together and said, get me everything you can on deepfake, because once those are released, he's going to try and blame it as fabrication. But they're actually legit. They've been taken out of all of all the electronic, routers, computers, whatever they could find in Ed Buck's house. They got it, and they got some nefarious, nasty stuff. And Adam Schiff, the limp-wristed Adam Schiff, is a big part of that, among other. Go ahead.
That's right. Bug-eyed Bolshevik Adam Schiff. These people have been caught with their hands clean in the cookie jar, man. They are in deep kimchi. And like I said, you know, we've been talking about it for 4 years. Hey, man, something needs to happen. But see, look, throughout the past 4 years, we've also said that they need an absolute, beyond any reason of any doubt, airtight case. Everything. And when the president was standing there on that debate stage with whichever Joe Biden it was, as you and Jim Fester covered, and said, you know what, we've got it all. We have everything. We have the videos. We have the audio. We have it all. And they do. You know, right. Now they need to act on it. Now, Brew, from what I've had this confirmed to me by four other folks just through general conversation, and they're saying, you know, all that President Donald John Trump is, he is going to be reelected to this second tenure. Mind you, he had his in-house meeting with Kissinger at the White House for 3 days. And after that meeting with Kissinger, the president is literally dancing on his debate stages in front of, I mean, not his, his rally stages in front of thousands and thousands of people. He's going to get reelected. See, this also plays into Jerusalem, the Third Temple, all this other stuff that's going on in the Middle East, the peace deals, everything, okay? He's going to get reelected. Now, what are we going to see between now and 2024? Are we going to see big-time arrests? Are we going to see prosecutions? Now, well, if we don't see anything done, if we don't – I know, I'm just going to say real quick. I know, but I'm saying – hold on. I'm just saying, if we don't see anything done at all whatsoever, just like the past 4 years, then we all know that we're all in some serious big-time trouble.
Right. So as we were saying for the last 4 years, look, they couldn't just come in and arrest these people and try and get them tried. Because why? Number one thing, the whole court system, the whole justice system, the whole DOJ was corrupt. They couldn't bring these people in front of judges, and then the judges being so corrupt that they'd be like, oh, that seems like a lot of evidence, but you know what? We're going to let them go. That's what was going to happen. They had to work on the court systems. They had to work on appointing. Right. He's got over 300 federal judge appointments. He's got three now Supreme Court justices appointments. He had to go through and gut and replace and appoint, because they weren't doing appointments for years, because they wanted it to have a shallow, rusty wheel justice system. And two, they were able to, you know, the less they had in there, the more they were able to control with their lackeys. Well, Trump and whatever has changed us over the years. Now, I don't want to jump too far ahead into Israel and all this other stuff. We could tune into Bruce McDonald in the morning when he covers this Israel and Third Temple stuff quite well. And kudos to you, Bruce. I don't disagree with you. So this whole Hunter Biden and a lot of this other stuff being released right now, this stuff is so late in the game that it's not really there to change voter opinion. It's actually there to set people up and prepare them for arrests and indictments and so on and so forth that are coming after Trump is reelected. Cross your fingers at this time. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And I agree with that, you know, but the thing is, will they be able to execute these arrests? See, I mean, this falls into, like, I look into the times of history, like a night of the long knives, you know?
Yeah, but hold on, John. We don't need to speculate. You know, here's some, you know what I thought about lately? You know how the last 3 years, you know how we've been hearing Q this whole time? Q and trust the plan, and we got all these other people that mock, oh, trust the plan. You know why? You know why? And then they go, oh, we don't even know what the plan is. Oh, look, they should be doing this. You know why they never reveal the plan? You know why these people out there don't know exactly what the plan is?
They're not on the inside. They don't know.
Operations. Here's the thing, John. If I come up with a great plan, say to start a business or to help people or just any type of plan, whether it be to start cleaning the house or maybe do the yard work. If I have a plan, there's somebody else comes up and goes, well, I want to add this to the plan, or I want to change your plan, or we should do this different and we should do that. That's what happens. Once other people know the plan, they want to make the plan theirs, and they want to start changing it. So that's what happened this last 3.5 years, because you heard it every time. Every time there was a Q post, people were like, or whatever, or an arrest, or another one of these stories came out about these nefarious characters. They're always like, why aren't we arresting them? Why aren't they getting the death penalty? Why aren't they doing this? Why aren't they sending in, you know, doing this and blah, 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 blah. That's always somebody out there's got a better idea. They got a better plan, or they want to adjust the plan. And, you know, they're smarter than the people that came up with the original plan. Don't know the plan. Go ahead.
I'd say whoever's in the president's administration and orchestrating their side of the attacks and or rebuttals, or, you know, what do you want to call it? The positionings. Whoever's doing that and is literally plotting and planning the same way these nefarious bastards have done. But it just seems every time these nefarious bastards go to do something, when they lay out the landmine, then they step on their own landmine. They go to throw the hand grenade, it blows up in their hand. They cannot execute anything. And if they do try to execute anything, they pull the cord way too damned early on these operations. Everything is falling apart around them. Their house of cards is literally crumbling before our very eyes, and there needs to be movements made, and they need to be made quick. You know, I have just absolutely appealed to the president and said, hey, if you want your tenure to continue for the next 4 years, maybe even 8 years, because your first 4 years were completely, bogged down with all kinds of nefarious attacks and slander and whatever else you want to call it, you need to act and move on these people now, and arrest some of them and get the rest of them. You need to arrest them and get on them now. But like you said, a while ago today in a private chat log, you said how, you know, a lot of these people are residing in non-extraditional countries to the United States. Barack Hussein Obama has a mansion or a penthouse or whatever the hell you want to call it in, I think it's Dubai, isn't it?
No, you know, Qatar. They got homes in Qatar.
Right.
Amongst other places. They got homes in Costa Rica. They got homes in Qatar. What's the other one? Not Costa Rica. No, Argentina.
I wouldn't doubt it if they don't have their own private submarines, Brew. And this is some very serious talk. This is very serious.
They need to find a new submarine captain because we took away Ghislaine Maxwell.
That's right. That's one of them. That's right. You know, but this is very real. It's very possible. And these people who have committed extreme high treason upon this country, who can, you know, it still stands on the books, hanging by neck until death for high treason of this country. These people will be tried and hung for treason.
Oh, wait. But, John, they passed the no lynching law thanks to the Jussie Smollett hoax.
Cory Booker and
Kamala Harris have made sure that they at least won't be hung in the streets because thanks to the Kamala Harris's nephew, Jussie Smollett, and the whole hoax that's still in the court system, and we still got to figure out what's going on there.
There's no more
lynching.
Well, this is one of the main reasons we saw the moratorium lifted on the federal executions, right? They've executed 9 or 10 federal prisoners over the past 5 months. This is one of the reasons why they've gotten that moratorium lifted and they've continued to carry out federal executions is to, you know, not only prepare, you know, and get, you know, grease the skids of the justice system, if you will, before having to actually carry out high treason crimes.
Right.
You know, and these executions will be carried out in a military tribunal, probably likely at like Gitmo or some other dark facility.
Right.
Go ahead, Brew.
No, you know, listen, I got a clip that's 2 days old from Tucker Carlson. It's 2 days old, but it actually sets up for what he's going to get into the evening after that, which would have been last night with this Tony Bobulinski. Okay, and as Jim Fetzer said in the first hour, tune in to Tucker Carlson or watch it on YouTube later or whatever. You can always find anything Tucker Carlson on YouTube. It's there. It's accessible. But this is stuff that you want to listen to and maybe share with a friend or a family member, even somebody that doesn't even care. Shove it towards their way and then have them accidentally open it. Something. Because this is definitely stuff in your arsenal.
Has Bobulinski, has he already given his testimony before Congress or the Senate or the House or whatever the case may be?
Couldn't tell you, but you know what? It's already out into the public and people are going to start asking questions if it doesn't get that far. So let me play this clip. It's about 5 minutes long. So take a breath, enjoy a smoke, and we'll be right back.
Tomorrow, by the way, we'll have an extensive interview on this show with a man called Tony Bobulinski. You may have heard that name. He is a former business partner of Hunter Biden. Text and his personal testimony both indicate he met personally with Joe Biden to discuss a lucrative business deal in China. That's a story. The Biden campaign is not denying that meeting took place, by the way. They're just not talking about it and trying to dismiss the whole thing as Russian propaganda. Tony Bobulinski is not on the other networks because they've decided to bury the story. They want you to think it's a Russian smear.
If you're trying to take someone who right now is choosing Biden, do you get them by smearing Biden's surviving son?
Pushing these various smears against Joe Biden and his son, Hunter Biden.
It's an increasingly desperate barrage of smears and lies and disinformation and wild accusations.
This president has seized on that potential Russian misinformation provided by Giuliani and has tried to smear Biden with it.
Which was to smear him with all this nonsense about Hunter Biden's finances.
Well, if smearing Hunter Biden was going to work, you know, Biden would not be ahead by almost 10 points.
And he is the orc.
He's not ahead. And I'm sure a lot of you watched the porn that I did, too. And that was totally creepy, disgusting. Hunter Biden getting a foot job from a Chinese prostitute.
Architect of the smears against Hunter Biden.
These people are such liars. And they know what they're saying is a lie. But at its core, this story is not about Hunter Biden. It's about his father, the man who made Hunter Biden's decades-long lobbying career possible, also made a almost 50-year lobbying career of Joe Biden's brother, Jim, possible. That is a story. And voters have a right to know a lot about it. They know nothing at this point. The Biden campaign, by the way, has not denied the authenticity of a single email or text message. Not one. The smear. They know it's not a smear. They know it's true. But they're telling the rest of us the Russians are behind it.
The intelligence community warned the president that Giuliani was being fed disinformation from the Russians. And we also know that Putin is trying very hard to spread disinformation about Joe Biden. And so when you put the combination of Russia, Giuliani, the president together, it's just what it is. It's a smear campaign because he has nothing he wants to talk about. In this. What is he running on?
The Russians. The infuriating part, there are many infuriating parts. One of them is Tony Bobulinski is not a Russian agent. He's a former naval officer who served this country, as did many other members of his family. And to dismiss him as some sort of tool of Russian intelligence is outrageous. And it may have spurred his decision to come on the show tomorrow night. But as of tonight, what do we know about this story? Tony Bobulinski has produced a lot of documents. Kim Streisel has read them. She's with the Wall Street Journal. She laid this out very clearly, more than anyone else. She joins us tonight. Kim, thanks a lot for coming on. What do we know as of right now?
Okay, well, I think this story has two parts. The first one is Hunter. And the important part about this, when you read these texts and emails, is that up until now, you know, we knew about this shady Ukraine deal, and the assumption was that Hunter had been hired because of his dad, right? He didn't have any oil or gas experience. But now we know that that's exactly what was happening in this deal, because he brags about it. We have texts and emails in which all of these partners are saying, you know, we ought to be keeping more of the money here for the people that are actually doing the work. By the way, that's not Hunter. You know, we ought to be doing, what does Hunter bring to this? And then Hunter in a rage coming in saying, don't you understand? I am the deal. People are only doing this because they want the Biden name. This is my family legacy. You got one partner also saying, you know, to Tony Bobulinski, look, I know for a fact the Chinese want this because of Hunter, and that's why it's worth so much money. That's called influence peddling. That's called access to important people. And that gets us to the second part of the story, which is Joe Biden.
This meeting, and this is going to be the topic, one of the topics of our conversation with Tony Bobulinski tomorrow. But this meeting that he says he had with Joe Biden, from what we can tell, took place. It's real. He met with Joe Biden. Can you think of any reason that Joe Biden would meet with an investment guy called Tony Bobulinski if it wasn't about business?
Look, this is all real. Can I just say that the smear argument, a smear is when you make something up, okay?
Yes.
This is now beyond a shadow of the doubt. The Wall Street Journal, both its news site and its editorial page, have made clear this deal happened, okay? These emails are out there, and Joe was involved with this. The question is, to what degree? Now, Tony Bobulinski and the emails and texts suggest that there was indeed a meeting. We also have this piece of paper that laid out what was supposed to be the equity holdings in this coming company. It says 20% to Hunter, and then it says, you know, maybe Hunter is going to hold 10% in addition for the big guy. Tony Bobulinski says that that is Joe Biden. Now, the Biden campaign has not denied any of this. It hasn't answered any questions
That's
on
right.
this, but it raises some big things. Joe Biden has said, first and foremost, that he doesn't discuss business with his son, that he never has.
So
I mean, this is a guy who's running on character and judgment. He should have to answer this question about whether or not he was honest, beside the question of whether or not he was actually debating going into business with a Chinese company with ties to the government and military.
We have photographs of Joe Biden with Hunter and Hunter's clients, including a mogul from Kazakhstan. I mean, he brought Hunter with him to China as vice president and introduced him around. I mean, this has been chronicled over many years. It's not like we just learned all of this. But the press is pretending like, oh, it's not true. The same people who wrote these stories 5 years ago are now pretending they don't know what we're talking about. It's in one sentence, have you ever seen anything like this where the entire American media decides to lie as a group about something?
No, you know, for two.
Yes, we did. Russia, 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 Russia. So Russia, 9/11, Russia, 9/11, Russia, 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 9/11, 9/11. San Bernardino, Pulse Nightclub, Sandy Hook, Russia, 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 Russia. Hacks, OPM hack, Hillary clack, hack, passport hack, Russia, 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 Russia. Russia, 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 Russia. Ukraine. Yeah, I can name a lot of things that all of the mainstream media colluded in saying. Now, for those of you out there, remember this after the election. Remember this after the election. Look at the right. Look at those to the right and look at what they're not talking about. Look at
Parkland, Charlottesville, Las Vegas, on and on and on and on and on. Media collusion, MSN lies, propaganda, Operation Mockingbird, communists, anti-human, sycophants. That's what we got here. What do you think, John?
Did you ever come to recognize that everything is a gate? You know, everything is a gate. Gate this, gate that, gate here, gate there. You know, Russia gate, well, spy gate. You know, so I mean, gate, what is a gate?
Gates of hell, John. Gates of hell.
Well, right. Well, gate, what does a gate do? A gate is there to keep things out. They don't want people looking into this stuff.
But it's also an entryway also, John. Don't forget.
Well, hey, okay, yes, you are right. Beyond any reason of any doubt, that is correct, right? Yes, absolutely. It is an entryway as well. So, look, so the gates are open. We're looking at everything that we've seen. And there's going to be so much more that's going to come out. And these are going to tie so many more high-level figures all the way back to Barack Hussein Obama, okay, and other people. I mean, it's already his daughters are wrapped up in some of this stuff by dealings with Hunter. Mind you.
That's strange, man. That is really weird.
It's damned strange indeed, you know.
I was surprised. I mean, I didn't hear that part until Jim Fetzer brought it up last hour.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, you know, I've seen an image of a card making lines of what is purported to be cocaine with Malia Obama's name on it.
Well, remember, they got Malia a job with Harvey Weinstein. Remember that? As one of his interns. So they don't, you know, look, first of all, what Jim Fetzer didn't touch on, he said the Obama daughters, well, those aren't Obama's real daughters. Jim does reports about this, how that's the daughters of a man and a woman who, you know, whatever, that one of the daughters looks like the wife and the other daughter looks like the man. And then they actually had to file a lawsuit against the Obamas because they owed them money for the rental of the children. And they were, you know, they had to take them to court over it. And besides, who was Michelle Obama? Michael LaVon Robinson. You know, I mean, so look, that's the one thing we need to get into. Yeah, that's one thing we didn't get in with Jim Fetzer, but, you know, we only had 30 minutes there, and Jim, you know, Jim just has got so much. He's like a walking, talking historical encyclopedia of all the stuff that you're not going to hear anywhere else but with Jim Fetzer.
Well, you know, another thing I want to bring out here is what about these pictures that have come out with Barack Hussein Obama with this little Chinese girl? And one of the more infamous pictures is of her sitting on his lap and him just grotesquely holding her. Barack Hussein Obama.
Yeah, but Barack Hussein Obama likes men more than he likes girls. So, I mean, you know, I mean, that's what you got to keep in mind, okay?
But all this is tying together, you know, I mean, the picture of this same girl has come out of him and her and George Clooney in the back of a boat together, you know. Oh. And Barack Hussein Obama, when he looks and sees whoever is taking this photo, I mean, the act of sheer horror is on his face. He's like, oh, my God, there's a camera. This little girl hasn't been in any limelight or hasn't been seen or, you know, or photographed in quite some time. What happened to her? As you said, there was a family on this boat as well. It looked like as if to be a mother and a father. Maybe they're selling their little daughter out to these.
All right, speculation. I'm going to call speculation.
Yes, pure speculation.
All right, let's not make up stories, look, John. We got enough facts to go on.
I'm not making up stories, Brew. Look at the picture of him holding this girl within the White House in a chair, very grotesquely. Is just there's something off, my man. Mm-hmm. It's all coming out. It's all being aired right now. It's been being aired over the past 4 years, but it's had a major lid put on it because, well, it wasn't enough to be made.
Well, John, in order for this to happen, we need to take control of our airwaves. We need to take control of that ABC, CBS, NBC. We need to take control of that because these communists, these foreign nationals coming out of Israel, China, any one of these Muslim countries have control of our Twitter, our Facebook, our mainstream media machines, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN. This is all foreign propaganda in collusion with the infiltrators they have in this nation. So right. We need to take control of this because it's not getting out there. As I said in the first hour, this older couple in their late 60s, early 70s, I mean, these are red-blooded, good-hearted Americans, and they are Republicans for their life. Hate Donald Trump because they think Russia, Russia, Russia. They think Donald Trump was a sleazy businessman. They think Donald Trump cheated on his taxes, and they think he did bankruptcy to cheat the American people and to cheat taxes. They think all this stuff, and where does it come from? Anderson Cooper, Don Lemon.
That's right.
Rachel Maddow. That's why, this is where it all comes from.
And that's why we need to continue with these independent media broadcasts of what we've got going on now and continue to force the true narrative, as hard and as virulent as it may be, completely force it upon everywhere and anywhere. Share these broadcasts everywhere. Get the message out that, hey, man, the real news, that's all propaganda. It really is. And what you're getting here is the straight cut, flat out, God's honest truth for how it's being, you know, put out to be seen.
Hey, that said, let me say this.
Force their hand, Brew. We have to force their hand.
Audience, people, far and wide, all across this nation, all across this universe, all across wherever this is reaching you, you are listening to Revolution Radio. FreedomSlips.com. Revolution.radio. Take your choice. Go to that website. Go to that homepage, find that donation button, and buy the station a cup of coffee because we need to keep paying for this bandwidth. We need to keep paying to keep the lights on, the server cost, you name it, because there is much more. Listen, you can go to the Revolution Radio Archives, and there is the password and the username to get right into the archives, and there is a plethora of things that you could choose from, whether it be from space, technology, conspiracy, current events, people just shooting the breeze, roundtables, you name it. And also the biggest thing about this network is it's very audience participation. You can phone into shows. You could interact with the chat room, so on and so forth. So please, freedomslips.com. Buy us a cup of coffee. It goes straight. It's going straight to the station. Nobody's getting a paycheck, which is unfortunate, but this is the way it is tonight. Well, hey, John, it's been a while since you and I shared the airwaves. It's been a few months, really. So, listen, you have a chance on this show on High Noon this Wednesday, October 28th, 6 days out from the presidential election, one of the most consequential elections of our lifetime, where I'm telling you, evil is about to cross the threshold. And if they win, they will consume the last breath of good there is. Or if we win, which is the horse named Trump that we got across the finish line with, we at least have a fighting chance to get back our morality, our integrity, to bring vision and life and prosperity back into our lives without the threat and the constant harassment and so on from the evil participants. What would you say to this audience tonight about this election and about the consequences of this election? Go ahead.
You need to get out and vote. For one, do not mail anything in. If you have the ability to get out and vote, there is no coronavirus. It's a big ruse. Get out and vote in mass. I know a lot of people are. I know the president's going to win in a landslide victory. You need to prepare as well because you don't know how things may turn out wherever you may be across this nation. There is going to be turmoil and unrest. It's irrefutable that is going to happen, but what you do to prepare before any such event, you know, maybe get a little bit of extra food. You know, if you're armed, be armed. If you have to defend yourself and defend your life, defend yourself and defend your life, okay? It's better to be judged by 12 instead of carried by 6. The thing is, look, we are at the precipice. We are at a turning point. And like you said, within the next 4 years, hopefully some serious things get done within, what you have covered tonight on your broadcast. We do have a chance. I mean, there is a chance. I mean, like I said 4 years ago, the night of the inauguration or the election, actually the winning of the election by Donald John Trump in a landslide vote against Hillary Rodham Clinton, we're a long ways out of the woods yet, folks. You know, there is no daylight to be seen from here as of yet, 4 years ago. Right now, we, you know, are at, like I said, a precipice. And there is a very tiny glimmer of light. What happens on November 3rd is going to be historical, and it will completely guide the rest of this country's existence, okay? If we do get sold out and sold down the river like we already have been by Joe Biden to the Communist Chinese Party, and, well, you know, God only knows who else, you know, there will be no more United States of America. It will no longer exist. There will be FEMA camps, and people will be put into them for, you know, crimes of political affairs. There will be slander. There will be stuff just drudged up out of thin air to arrest, detain, and enslave people. Folks, this is not a joke. We have got to win this election, which, like I said, Donald John Trump's going to win this election. I don't see how it could not be, okay? They have tried everything in the past 4 years, and they cannot pull any of it off. They haven't been able to pull any of it off, even a false impeachment, mind you. I mean, a real impeachment, but it fell dead flat on his face. It wasn't going to go nowhere. These people are desperate. They are willing to stop at and do anything to keep their necks from, you know, going in, you know, being stretched on the gallows. Mind you, they've committed high treason. And there's good human beings, citizens, if you will, red-blooded, God-fearing, Bible-toting, gun-holding Americans, red-blooded Americans all across this nation that are not going to idly go by if this country goes to be overthrown and turned into a full coup d'etat.
It's beyond high treason, because that just limits it to the borders of the United States of America. They have committed crimes against humanity all across this globe. You think of a nation, you think of, there's places you don't even know exist, and these people have tainted and committed crimes against humanity. I don't care if they're living in mud huts or, you know, whatever they're doing. I don't care if they're wearing long cloths or running around naked. These people have corrupted and hurt and harmed in so many different ways. It's sickening. They have done so much harm. It's going to take us generations to clean up from all their drugs and all their crimes and all their looting and all the perversion and all the stuff that's whatever. It's going to be, I can't even imagine how long it's going to take to clean all this up. Go ahead.
See, and that's the thing. What they want is they want to get everything so disheveled, so turned upside down in this country, where they have to say, oh, it's so horrible, we need to rely on the United Nations to come and save us all. You know, and I want to inform people, if you haven't seen what the United Nations has been up to in the Congo, you better take a look, okay? Because if the United Nations sets foot on these streets of this country, they will do nothing but completely spill American blood.
You know the reports about the United Nations, that there's more, they got more crimes, you know, that their soldiers, their mixture or band of soldiers that commits assaults against women and children and boys and girls and whatever. There's like tens of thousands. I'm talking, last report I heard was like a year and a half, 2 years ago, were like 90,000 cases where they've sexually assaulted, violated, or harmed or whatever people that they've occupied their nation. It's got to be double that, at least by
now. It's not only to that extent, but it's to the extent of when Libya was overthrown and the reign of Muammar Gaddafi was ousted, that they literally lined people of color, black people, up in the streets and gunned them down in rows. This is nothing that will ever touch any mainstream media. This has been proven to be true. The Moriartys, who actually lived over there for a time being and literally got out by the skin of their neck, damn near. Almost
the Moriartys,
killed.
The Moriartys, LibyaTheTruth.com. Check them out.
Right.
Buy them a cup of coffee. LibyaTheTruth.com. Good.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, these people are responsible for all kinds of war crimes. Barack Hussein Obama, predator drone. You won't see it coming. Remember that? Yeah.
Yep.
That's right. That's a crime against humanity. How about these Pakistani wedding bands over there? These people throwing a huge wedding, and then they bomb the hell out of them with predator drones, you know, fly off into the distance, come back while people are there trying to render aid to this group, this wedding. A wedding, my God, a wedding. They bomb them again. You know, remember the videos that come out that Bradley Manning, I think that's his real name, not Chelsea Manning, but, you know, yes. It showed the AH-64 Apache gunship just mowing down civilians and then tanks running over the bodies. That's what got him locked up in the brig. Okay.
And then
there are war crimes.
Then they got Bradley Manning's mind so twisted that he didn't know what up from down, and he became a woman. That's how messed up. That's what the torture they do to this guy. And saying that, hopefully Julian Assange isn't too far gone.
Oh my God!
Because they're doing the same thing to him as they did to Bradley Manning in different manners. But hey, John. So look, we're burning a little time here. So. Let's talk the present. Anybody who hasn't gone out and voted yet, if you still haven't decided who you're voting for, let's listen to liar. Kamala Harris is such a liar that she lies to you about her ethnicity. Give this a listen.
Brew, before you hit it real quick, I just want to make I just want to say something real quick. I think it would be imperative for people to go to the poll booths and sit and just video record. I think that would be imperative for poll watchers to sit and record the poll booths to see what activity transpires and takes place. Back to you, Brew.
Yeah, well, let me remind people. Kamala Harris first became an attorney general for San Francisco back in a certain year, but then she became attorney general for California and all. And that was around 2007. Now, when she became attorney general Attorney General of California, 2011. When she became Attorney General for California, the Indian, like Indian, Hindu, India, 1. Some billion people in India, came out and surrounded her and praised her and said, "We have made it to a new level as an Indian community in America that we have one of our own as Attorney General." Then when she became a senator in 2017, which is only very recently, okay, this is 2020, 2017, she became senator. Guess who came and surrounded her? The black community came, and they claimed her as their own and said, "Oh, we're so proud to have this new black senator." So we're going to play this clip of Kamala Harris, who is Indian. Her mother is Indian. Her father is Jamaican Indian. She is Indian. And by the way, when they were in Jamaica, they have slaves. They are slave owners. They owned black Jamaican slaves in Jamaica and a very wealthy family. And this is where they come from, by the way. Listen to this.
We have Space Force that announced months ago that they're going to be establishing Space System Command in 2021. It's come out. And, you know, there was this one time, okay, in New Mexico.
Okay, this is the wrong day. But that was pretty interesting. She says Space Force. I'm sure you're – what do you think about Space Force? What's going on with Space Force? I'm sure you're more tuned into this than I am.
Well, they plan on putting up 48,000 satellites. I would assure you that a lot of these are weaponized platforms, amongst many other things they can do with them. It's called Project Argus, of which was a Grecian god back in the Greek times of Argus. The giant had 1,000 eyes and could even see in his sleep. What they've got, Brew, is full spatial dominance of every domain of warfare currently known to mankind.
Interesting.
And, I mean, it is. It's really something else. The AI, the technology, the scramjets, all the way, you know, down to the drone swarms. This is some serious stuff. We are, I mean, this is unlike anything I ever thought I'd see in my life, what is going on right now. They are weaponizing space, and I wouldn't doubt it right now if there are wars going on up there. Remember here last year or towards the beginning of this year, the Chinese actually blew up a satellite in space just to prove and say, hey, man, look, we can do this.
Well, so that's actually why we have space forces, because they have been putting China and others have been putting, mainly China has been putting weapons in space. That's why we do have space force. So that's why space force is now public, is to combat that. People don't realize that they have been putting weapons in space. You hear that, folks? I'm not lying. I'm not making it up.
Well, the other day, there on a Go 6 satellite image, it was proven beyond any reason of any doubt that the Madrid fault zone in the middle of the country was literally being hit by direct energy weapons from space.
Oh, John, you're just a conspiracy theorist. Direct energy weapons. September 11th. What are you talking about? Is that, what do you mean?
Here, well, maybe, okay. we need to go down to New Mexico and check out the test ranges in down there. You know, these are very real. They've got them mounted on warships right now. And they've got them in space. And other countries, like you said, they've got them in space. And they're actually trying to cause tectonic slips. And not only that, wildfires. Go ahead.
Well, I got less than a minute left, so I'm perplexed. I want to finish off with this clip and see how it goes. John, thanks for joining me today. I hope everybody enjoyed the show on this day's October 28, 2020. Get out there and vote. Choose your side. Either you're good or you're evil. Am I wrong?
No, you're right. And folks, stand on the right side of history. Thanks for having me, Brew.
Thanks for being here, John. We'll talk to you later.
Later.
We made America into the single greatest nation in the history of the world, and the best is yet to come. It's coming. But not if you allow somebody to raise your taxes, because they're going to raise your taxes, and that's going to be it. Proud citizens like you help build this country. And together we are taking back our country. We are returning power to you, the American people, with your help, your devotion, and your drive. We are going to keep on working. We are going to keep on fighting. And we are going to keep on winning, winning, winning. We are one movement, one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. And together with the incredible people of Florida, we have America full again. We have America full.
Thank you for listening to Revolution.